Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Hello, friends. My name is Justin Mecha. Happy weekend to you. I'm excited about this show. Well, first of all, I've been enjoying greatly this series, what is new and developing in the Flathead. Undoubtedly, unless you've been living under a rock, which I know you haven't because you're listening to this show, and nobody under rocks listens to this show. So undoubtedly, though, you've been driving around, watching the landscape, you know, shift and change and people coming in and going out and all kinds of things happening. And yeah, while I admit that some of us have opinions about that, let's put that on the shelf for a minute and let's just talk about it. And that's what this series has been about, the what's new and developing. And I'm very grateful for the many guests that we've had so far. And for those of you who want to play catch up, KJJR.com is your source. Go there. You can check out all the past shows, jump into those conversations, and give us some feedback. Throw in your two cents, if you will. And yes, your opinion counts. Right there, find us on Facebook, The Flathead Home Show. So listen, I've got a great guest this weekend. I'm excited to pull back the curtain. However, prior to that, I want to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So check this out. We've been talking to people in the real estate industry, affected by the real estate industry, or utilizing real estate as an industry as they've been creating new opportunities and developing in the Flathead. However, what we have not discussed yet is the business of a realtor in this community. And so I thought, you know what? Let's actually have a double dip conversation, if you will, talk to a realtor who's jumping into this industry. However, also a realtor who's joined a team, making it dun, dun, dun. Matt, this is the first time we're doing this on the show. So cue the applause, ready, rock and roll. I'm gonna pull back the curtain and welcome Kurt Thomas of the TNT real estate team with Keller Williams. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm happy that you're here because Kurt, many of us get the idea that or the concept of a realtor who helps navigate somebody through their real estate purchase or sale. Okay. Yet some of us may not, and again, I'll take ownership over this, because I haven't discussed this on the show yet. Some of us may not understand that there's a couple of ways to do this. You can do this as a solo agent, or you can actually do this by joining a team. And I haven't had that conversation yet. We haven't had the opportunity to bring a team member to the Flathead Home Show. So thanks for helping us pioneer this opportunity.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
So you talk to me a little bit about your background. You aren't a stranger to real estate, although your license is relatively new.
Right. So I actually moved to the Valley back in 2013, late 2013, and got my license in 2014.
Okay.
Quick side note, I actually got my license in Arizona before I moved up here. Family reasons. So sure. I ended up coming up here, but yeah. So I've been in the industry for almost 10 years now.
Nice. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I'm mistaken. This is not new actually. This is a thing of yours for quite a while, a decade.
Yep. So I've been in it 10 years, in and out. I also was in the mortgage industry as well for
right.
six. So
and that's where I know you from.
Right.
However, that's okay. So you have real estate experience. Mm-hmm. You also have lending experience.
Yes.
And, most recently you've partnered up with, Ted and Terry.
Correct.
You've joined the Dynamite team is really what I call them. The TNT team.
The TNT team.
Yeah, Ted and Terry. Yeah. Yep. And you are, what's your role on the TNT team?
I am a listing specialist.
Excellent.
Yes.
How's that going for you?
It's going very well.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about joining a team versus perhaps being a solo agent.
Well, that's a good question. I believe that being an agent, a solo agent, requires you to do the whole spectrum of mm-hmm. real estate. So you got the buying side, you got the selling side. You kind of have the environment of being able to do both.
Mm-hmm. Or a very wide platform. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's also different niches as well.
Sure.
So there are a lot of solo agents who will find a niche and stick with that.
Sure.
Instead of doing the whole spectrum.
Right.
Being part of a team, though, allows me to focus on that niche, and then be able to expand on my expertise
right.
to be able to maximize the potential of the team itself.
So what happens if you, just out of curiosity, if I said, hey, Kurt, I want to buy this house. Mm-hmm. At that point, being a listing specialist, you just kick me over to your buyer's side of the team?
Yeah, so we have a buyer specialist. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of them on our team. And what I do is I introduce my client to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't just abandon them. I actually stick with them through the process
sure.
with the buying agent just to be a support, really.
Right.
So unless, of course, I have the sell side, then I back off completely.
Right. I gotcha. Yes. Okay. It's kind of what I'm getting here is the image of like a emergency room. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm the guy on the table getting cut open, right? You've got the ER doctor, right? You've got the anesthesiologist. You've mm-hmm. got the assistant to the surgeon, and all kinds of professionals in the room, all with their delegations, all with their specialties, so that the job gets done well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. So welcome to the operation table known as the TNT team.
The TNT group now. So
TNT group.
We have 8 people part of our team now.
Okay.
And so in Keller Williams, we're considered a group. So,
oh, right on. Nice. Yep. Okay, cool. Kurt, I want to talk to you a little bit more about this industry, where what has your experience been? You've had a decade of watching it, and we've admittedly been in a little bit of an anomaly season, and you being a listing specialist, that's got to have some real good favor. Let's talk about that though. We've got to take a quick break. When we get back, can we dive into those?
Absolutely.
We're talking with Kurt Thomas of the TNT team, listing specialist, right here on the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. My name's Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. Standing at about, 7 foot, Kurt Thomas is with me. You're a tall dude.
I am a tall dude.
Yeah. I'm 6'2", and normally it's very rare for me to look up to people physically. I look up to a lot of people, like Matt over here, the legend. I look up to this guy daily. However, and that is not sarcasm, Matt. This is so that I get to keep my job.
Well, truthfully, his chair sits higher, too.
That's actually, you know what? Stop it. No, you're what, like 6'5"?
I'm 6'7", yeah.
Yeah, 6. And he's got that very white voice. Yeah. with me in the studio having a lot of fun talking about the real estate industry as a listing specialist as a part of a team. We were talking about the advantages of being a specialist of many specialists in the group known as the TNT team, which is fantastic. And I love that analogy that we painted, where it's a lot like having the surgery team in an operating room where you've got all these specialists, and as a result, the job gets done really well. That's fantastic. And you've even shared with us that even if your friend came to you and said, Kurt, I want to buy this home, you say, great, I'll help you through that process by bringing you my buyer specialist.
That's right.
Which I imagine the opposite is also the case when a buyer specialist says, Kurt, this person wants to sell, and then here you are. That's awesome. I love the partnership there and the camaraderie that speaks to the industry as a whole. However, it is really localized with the team here. That's cool. Being a specialist, though, in listings, and someone who's observed and even had the perspective through the lending experience that you shared with us for 10 years now, or a little over 10 years, what's shaken right now, Kurt? I would admit, I think a lot of us would admit, that the temperature has changed in this marketplace. For about 2 years, we've seen somewhat of an anomaly. What is your perspective on that?
Right. So when I got into the industry almost 10 years ago, we were on the tail end of when the housing crash in 2008. Sure. So there was a lot of homes for sale, but not a lot of buyers.
Right.
So really, it was a struggle trying to find the right home for the buyers.
Sure.
Since then, that's changed.
Right.
So we've got no homes or very little homes for sale, and we've got tons of buyers.
Right.
So we're trying to get more sellers to list their homes. The question is, with the last 2 years, interest rates being low, and then the price of goods being so high and not being able to get construction built fast enough, lack of employment, we've seen that shift.
Yep.
So The important thing at this point is trying to be able to find the sellers who want to sell and possibly, I don't want to say move out of the valley because we want to keep them here. We love them, of course.
Yeah.
But trying
most
to.
Most of them, at least.
Yeah, most of them.
Right. Matt and I have a small list.
Yeah. The selling a home and staying in the valley has been really the big challenge,
yeah.
right? Because of the rising home costs.
Yeah.
And now the interest rates are going up.
Yeah. You know what? I appreciate that perspective. And I know that you have this conversation frequently in that a seller may raise their hand and, or better yet, they're not a seller yet. They're a homeowner. They may raise their hand. And they say, Kurt, you know, I'm watching the market and I'm wondering what opportunities there might be for me in this market, because quite honestly, this house is too big, or this house is too small, or this house is too far away, or it's too close, mm-hmm. or whatever it may be. And there's a motivation to move. Oftentimes, as literature will show us, a life change event oftentimes leads to a real estate transaction.
Right.
So, for example, a true story in my case is just about 2 years ago, my wife and I had our son, and that's a life changing event. And guess what we did? We bought a new home. You know, so it's good news for those that are realtors that are here to truly be servant led or servant leaders, like yourself. Like when somebody raises their hand and say, "Wow, Kurt, you know, we just had another child," and you're thinking, "That's cool. I'm ready to sell your house." You know.
Yeah.
However, I like that you brought up immediately the conversation around what happens when. You know, hey, seller, this is the value of your home. However, should we sell? What does that do for you? You know, you're getting to the purpose behind that instead of just, hey, let's sell your house and congratulations, you sold your house. Now you're homeless. You know,
right.
And I like your motivation there too. Like, we want to keep you in the valley. You're of good people. We like you being here makes this valley a little bit better and brighter, mm-hmm. With the exception of a few that we have named, and Matt and I will not disclose that. He's laughing. It's true though. You know, I like that though, that you got to the purpose. And I suppose that's again, part of the value that comes with being a listing specialist. This is your focus. I'm here to help you sell.
Yes. Yeah, it's two things. One is there's nothing more enjoyable than being able to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's really why I'm in real estate. It's when I was in the mortgage industry, I was kind of behind the closed door doing IT work. Mm-hmm. And I got to see how the transactions worked. I got to see how the clients worked with the loan officers, and I missed that. So
yeah.
That's when I went back full time. And that's the important thing, is being able to work with these clients, being able to show my passion in people and give them what they want. But that's the important thing, is being able to have an extra strategy if they sell their house.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's not that I don't want to help you sell your home. I do, but I want to make sure that you're taken care of after
right.
the fact.
You want to be the trusted advisor.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Kurt, we are out of time, unfortunately. However, should somebody want to meet you and look up to you, because they're going to, because you're like, what, 6'6", 6'7"?
Is 6'7", that what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And actually get to experience your Barry White voice. What's that great number? How do we reach you?
You can reach me on my cell,
mm-hmm.
406-212-4545. You
awesome.
Can also visit me on my website,
which is
kurtthomas.kw.com.
Wonderful. Hey, friends, Kurt Thomas of the TNT team joining us here on the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Be well, be safe, have a great time. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.